Normally this time of a Monday, Anthony Docker would be in with Weekend Warrior, taking a look back at the last 48 hours or so, giving you the crash course of what went down. Anthony's going to be on holidays for another couple of weeks, but in his absence, we have bootleg Anthony Dockerell in the form of Felix Shannon. Morning, Felix.
Good morning, Tess. Happy birthday.
Oh,
I've been in the studio so many times doing a job and, you know, saying the news, and I feel like I just haven't been a person. I've just been the news machine.
The newsman.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I was not paying attention to what was going on all weekend because I didn't care. Fill me in.
All right. Well, as you've probably heard in the headlines, Gladys Berejiklian has remained firm in her stance against pill testing at festivals after another overdose at the FOMO festival in Sydney's West.
This keeps happening.
It does. It's one of these interesting things where I feel like no one's really on side with the against pill testing stance except the government, and you really have to wonder what's the decision there. Who's you know, actually thinking that that's a good idea at the top line, because we've had tests, we've had the people who have, you know, suffered from it saying we want pill testing, you know.
And my favorite is that all the people in this government grew up in sort of, you know, 60s, 70s,
yeah,
which are notoriously drug-free decades, where everyone was stone cold sober.
Yes.
And LSD was not a thing.
Yes. There was absolutely nothing suspicious or strange. As we all know, Forrest Gump's girlfriend was famed for celibacy and sobriety.
A real icon of the era.
Yes.
But, you know, it feels like do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, it does a bit. But we'll see how that turns out over the coming months, because sadly, you don't think it's going to be the last, especially when we've had so many in a row. In slightly more positive news, Prime Minister John Howard is not done making waves.
He's
that
not.
Man's been out of office for, what, 12 years now?
Yes.
And I still feel like he makes the headlines almost every week just doing something.
What's he done now?
This week, he's supposedly intervened in a domestic violence incident while out on his morning walk at the sprightly old age of 79.
Oh.
I did love that this story began with the New South Wales police saying that a 79-year-old man assisted at the scene, but was not involved. And then it slowly came out piece by piece. Might have been John Howard was in Wollstonecraft. That's where the man takes a walk. And then it's just progressed so that now we can continue building the cult of personality of John Howard, with even the Prime Minister Scott Morrison singing his praises, saying it shows the character of the bloke.
What?
Continuing ScoMo's incredible attempt to be the people's man.
Not to downplay intervening in a situation like that, but, you know, it shows the character of the bloke. I don't feel like John Howard is the only person who would, I'm going to assume he called the police, is probably what it means by intervening. That's my guess. But I don't think he's the only man in Australia with, you know what I mean?
I do understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like at least complimenting the action is you know, signaling the fact that it was the right thing to do, which is fine.
Yeah, and good on him. Good on him, because there would be people who would just be like, whoop, none of my business,
yeah,
and keep walking. But yeah, that's an odd one.
But, you know, ultimately, the more good things John Howard continues to do as he grows to look more and more like a mad scientist, the better. I love seeing his photo in the papers, just the hair getting frizzier and frizzier. It's a good look, John. Keep it up.
The eyebrows getting frizzier and frizzier.
It's incredible. And then in other cult of personality Sydney news, Danny Lim.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever encountered Danny Lim out in the wild, but the man is all around Sydney with his adorable little dog and his large sandwich board posters. You know,
the man's an icon.
He is an icon. I think when I think sandwich board posters, I think the beginning of, is it Die Hard 2?
I have not seen that movie, so I'm going to say yes.
Basically, I think it's Samuel L. Jackson's character. His two kids wander out into the street, you know, on their way to school, and they're like, oh, uncle, could you come over here? It's like, what? There's a white man in the street. What? And that basically just escalates and comes out, and he has this incredibly offensive slogan on it, and it turns out it's some, like, sting that he's a part of. He's got a gun strapped to his back, and it's all dramatic. And, you know, I feel like Sydney police interacted with him as though he were Bruce Willis in that circumstance, yeah, rather than just adorable Danny Lim with his hilarious slogans.
Oh, no. Too much Die Hard.
Too much Die Hard, the Sydney police. So apparently there's legal action proceeding. I don't know a lot about that because, you know, that's still in progress. But considering he's already won a case against a previous arrest and other slogans that he's had, I think the people of Sydney are confident and will be happy with the fact that he will be fine and continue to be a Sydney icon.
And I saw the protests, the pictures of the protests outside the police headquarters yesterday. There was like 150 people showed up on 2 hours' notice or something.
I almost feel like all 150 of those people were my friends on Facebook because it was like, this friend is attending this event, this friend is attending this event, this friend is attending this event, and as I'm sitting there, you know, watching movies on my couch, being useful on Sunday, as all people are, I was just like, God, how many of you are going?
All of you.
Yeah, so I would not have been surprised if I'd rocked up and just known every person there, but, you know, maybe that was just too many people hitting the going button while most of them continued to watch movies as I was.
I think people do that because I think there was like 30,000 people said they were going.
It was like that event of, there was one a couple of years ago of like, I throw my iPhone off a bridge or something and yes, had like 1,000 people going. Don't know how many people turned up to that, but that's the way some Facebook events are these days.
There's one I see around all the time, dress up as a moth at Vivid Sydney, which has like 30,000 people that reckon they're going to it. So we'll see how many people dressed as moths actually show up.
Meme culture is a strange thing.
I'm confused, but I'm here for it, to
yes,
be honest.
Yes, absolutely. And then as bootleg Anthony Dockrell, we have to end this with sport.
We do.
So in AFL, the superior team, Greater Western Sydney, having effectively knocked the Sydney Swans out of finals contention last year, have this week slated the Dash Brothers, suspiciously not actually brothers.
Oh. Well,
was it the Dash Brothers or the Bash Brothers? Really should have written this down, but
Ash
here we are.
Ash Brothers.
The something Ash Brothers supposedly will be their secret weapon for the 2019 Premiership. But they've announced it on a blog post, so secret was a poor choice of words for them. I don't know what's going on. I'm just being bootleg Anthony Dockrell. That was the weekend.
You're doing a good job at it. Thanks, Felix. The sign-off killed me. Felix Shannon, or our bootleg Anthony Dockrell, with Weekend Warrior running you through the last 48 hours or so. What's been going on over the weekend?